Welcome to the Ark Church Podcast. On here, you'll find all of our Sunday and Wednesday messages, as well as classes and special services. If you would like more information about the Ark Church, visit us at thearkchurch.com or download our app available to all app stores. Our heart for you is that you would live for God, grow stronger, and make a difference. Enjoy.
Well, Father, we welcome you tonight by your Spirit and your precious word as we look into the word tonight. Thank you, Father, that there are words that are going to help the people that have come. They've made effort to come, and you're going to bless them. Father, that they'll hear things that will really stir in them and that their faith will be just increased. And, Lord, they'll know you better when they leave this class. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. As you see on your notes, we're going to talk about precious faith tonight. And it is precious. But we've been talking about Jairus and the woman with the flow of blood. I'm just going to refer to her as the woman, you know. It's just we're going to stop with that, or a faith woman or something like that. But I'll refer to both of them for some during the teaching, and then we're going to go on to some other things as well. But both of them, Jairus, he was a member of the synagogue. He was a ruler, very high up in his ranks in the synagogue, and had a lot of respect. But we saw that he really needed a miracle. He needed something in his family. His daughter, if you haven't been in the classes, it's Mark 5, verses 21 to 43. We're not going to go there and reread things, but it was worth your effort and your time to read those stories. But Jairus saw his daughter raised from the dead. The woman with a flow of blood saw her flow stop, and she was healed. But both received the answers because of their faith. So we're going to major on their faith tonight, and what that looked like, and what they did, and how they got that faith, because it applies to us today as well. Faith is what we have in life to please the Lord, but also to receive from the Lord. It is something that we have to walk in and have operative in our lives, and it's so possible. Jairus had words that when he went to Jesus, he humbled himself. That was just a real good thing for him to do, because we know that takes humility is needed when you go to the Lord for anything, because you're saying, I can't do this. It's you. It's you that I need. It's you that will help me, and it's you that have the answers. He's there for us in every part of our lives. But we have to go with humility. We don't go with any attitude or any, you know, I really don't need all of your help. I just help me just a little bit. We need all of his help, believe me, for all things. But he went to Jairus went to Jesus, and he asked him humbly. He fell before his feet. He worshipped him and said, "My daughter's sick. She's at the point of death. Would you come with me? And if you come with me and lay your hands on her, she will live." And we see that those words that came out of his mouth was words of faith. It wasn't, maybe she'll live, or hopefully she'll live. She'll live. You just come and lay your hands on her, and she will live. So we have an inclination there of Jairus' faith. Those words were his faith speaking. Come, and she will live. Well, Jesus began to walk with him, and he was going to his house, and then we have the interruption of the little lady, we'll call the woman, the faith woman, and she had the problem with, she had been bleeding for 12 years. So she also had a statement of faith coming out of her mouth. She had said, and she kept saying it, if I can just touch his garment, if I can just touch his clothes, I'll be whole. And so both of those we see something that we need to learn for our faith as well. Our words have to have power in them of what we believe. And as we speak them from our heart, believing that it'll come to pass, God will be able to move on our behalf. We saw that with Jairus. He went with him. If there hadn't been any faith there, Jesus would not have followed him, because it would have been pointless. He would have just had a wasted trip, because faith had to be there for Jesus to do something for his daughter. And the woman, I mean, she was very brave. She was courageous. She was not supposed to be out in public. She was in the, according to the law, she was, or their what they set up, she was unclean, and she was not supposed to be out in public because of that flow. But she was brave, she was courageous, and she said too, I can just touch his clothes and I'll be whole. And so, but she, both of them had some actions connected with faith. Words are actions. We're going to have actions connected with our faith. Words are actions. But many times, there's something else we have to do. If both of them had just said, well, I know if I can get my daughter, get Jesus to my daughter, she'll be whole, or she'll be healed. Or if she, the woman with the issue of blood, if she said, well, I know if I touch his garment, I'll be whole. If she hadn't done anything, if neither one of them had done anything other than those words, they would not have seen their miracles. We have to have action. We have to have a doing part of our faith. We cannot just sit there and say, well, I have faith. Well, if you have faith, you're going to do something. Words are very, I think that's one of the first things we can do is speak the word out of our mouths, and that's the start. But if we can do something else, we need to do that as well. But it has to be by faith, and we're going to talk a lot about that this hour that we're together. But she touched the hem of his garment, or she said, in Matthew 9:20, it says she touched his hem. And as I looked that up, it meant the fringe. So it's at the edge of his garment. It wasn't just, she didn't grab a hold of his, you know, just at the side of his robe. She had to get down low too. And I think that's very interesting, because that was a humbling position too. Because actually, if you study the word humble, one of the definitions is to go low. And she actually did it. She really, and Jairus did too. He fell on his face. And one translation said he lay prostrate. That means his face was in the dirt. So both of them, as humble as they could be, reached out to the Lord. And their faith caused the power of God to be activated and released to cause the answer to their prayer, that they saw the desire that they had for the woman for herself and Jairus for his daughter. And it was the faith that caused it. Jesus didn't say, my power made you whole. He said, your faith made you whole. And he even said that to the daughter, to the woman. He said, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Let's go in peace, be whole of your plague. So it was their faith. So you be getting excited. You can have the same kind of faith to receive what you need from God. And I know you're here tonight because you have a desire to be healed. You have a desire for something to change in your bodies. This is healing class, and most of it's, you know, about physical healing. But if you have some issues, other things that, you know, we have a lot of people that are having problems emotionally, that's the healing's there for you too. So, but you can be free. You can be free, and if you have that desire, God knows it's possible for you to be free, and we do too. And as we are in here, we have a desire for you to be well, and we know you can be. That's why I'm up here teaching. That's why Joy and Derek stand up here and teach and share the word, because we know you can have your healing too, and it's by that faith. It's just such a wonderful gift. I love faith. I think the Lord just overdid it with just blessing us with how we can just come to him and receive every time. It's not something that's just a haphazard walk. It's something that is just a victorious walk day by day. If we will walk in faith, and it will please him, and we will see our needs met. If you want to turn to, if you have your Bibles, you can turn to Mark 11:24, one of my favorite scriptures. Because this is where I began to see healing for my body by believing this scripture right here, Mark 11:24. The King James Version says, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. What things soever you desire. All right, just think right now, what do you desire? What are you wanting to receive from the Lord as you're in this class? Something that in, you know, your physical body, or something emotionally, or wherever your need is. Just think about what that is. And that's a desire you have. Jairus had a desire for his daughter. The woman had a desire to be healed and for that flow to stop after she had been suffering for so long. And they had it. They had their answer. But that's that desire that you have to have... the faith in your heart to receive from the Lord, but it's possible for you to be whole and to be free and delivered from whatever. So I want you to know that right up front here. It's God's got it for you. He's already made a way for that to happen. This scripture says, whatsoever, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Believe is the word that is also can mean have faith or trust or have confidence or being persuaded. It's all kind of in the same package. But you have to have that confidence in his word in order for you to have the faith to receive. So what things soever you desire, all right, we're going to talk about your physical need here. When you pray, okay, when you pray, when you go to God and you ask for this to be relieved out of your life, to be healed, for you to be made whole, he said that's when you believe that you receive, right then, when you pray. And it doesn't say it's going to drop on you like cherries off a tree. It's not going to go, oh, here it is. You shall have it. You have to believe you have it before you actually have it here in your possession. But you have to believe that you receive when you pray. That's faith. Faith is not sight. Faith is not sight at all. It's not what we see. It's a belief in what God says. We have to have that very established in our hearts, because some people will pray and they don't see things right away and they get discouraged and they think, well, this doesn't work. But no, it works. It will work every time for you. I can testify to that. God will answer your prayers as you receive it by faith and you hold on to it, and he will be faithful to cause the things to manifest in this natural realm. Faith is still required today, like it was required for Jairus and the woman. And it's called precious faith in 1 Timothy 1:7 and 2 Peter 1:1. I want to go over and read 2 Peter 1:1. That's my favorite of the two that I put down there on your notes. 2 Peter 1:1 says, Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of God, our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's precious faith. That means, is precious means very valuable. It means of great value. It is such a precious, valuable thing because it was purchased for us by the death of of our Lord Jesus Christ. He died so that we might have faith, that we might have life, that we might have a victory in our lives and to be overcomers in lives and to receive by faith anything that we needed from God, because he's provided it all. But it's precious, and it's very valuable. It's precious to the Lord, but it should be precious to us. In Hebrews 11:6, I have this out of the Message Bible. I just thought it read so nicely. I just liked it. I don't often use the Message, but I think it's just, it was excellent here. It says, it's impossible to please God apart from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that he exists and that he cares enough to respond to those who seek him. Oh my. He cares enough to respond to those who seek him. You think about who he is. He's a father. He's our father. And he even says in your word, you can give good things to your children as a natural father. How much more will I give good things to those who ask? So he's a father, and he's love. And, oh, yes, he wants to give to you. He wants to pour out to you the blessings that his son gained for us. You know, the Bible says that we have been given all things that pertain to life and godliness. Well, does healing pertain to life? Oh, my, yes. Healing pertains to life. We've got to have wholeness and soundness in our bodies to function just in a way that is, you know, successful, that is enjoyable. I mean, he doesn't want us to just slog along through life and just barely make it. So he has provided for us to have a full life, a life free from sickness and disease, a life of victory. I love that word, victory. I'm so glad he put that in the Bible. It's one of my favorites. Victory, that means you win. Amen. And you can win every time. Amen. Every time. But he is a father, and he wants to do for his children, and he just needs you to have the faith to believe this word. Romans 10:17, faith does come. And this is the New Living Translation. It says, so faith comes from hearing, that is hearing the good news about Christ. It will come. You don't have to worry about that. You don't have to be concerned. As we get into this word, and as we take this word, and as we receive it and believe it and get it into our hearts, faith will come. God will make sure of that. And when it does, you'll be able to step out and receive anything you need from the Lord based on his word. It's just such an amazing thing that God has done for us. I have these. I didn't get these handed out before, but I just have some healing scriptures here that I'm going to, Derek's going to pass out. So, thank you, Derek. And these are medicine. These are life-giving words. They're all based on healing, and that's why we're just going to share them with you tonight so that you can get these in your heart, become very acquainted with them as you just spend time with them, going over and over and over them and really meditating on them. I want us to turn to Proverbs 4. Verse 20, it says, my son, and when the Bible uses son or man, it means, you know, male and female. It is not just to the male gender. It's to all of us. Our we could say my children. But it says, my son, give attention to my words. You've got this paper that I've given you. Give attention to this. Pay attention to it. Don't just read it once and lay it on your, you know, on the table or the nightstand or the coffee table. This is life to you. His words are spirit, and they are life. They are full of the life of God. As you take them, believe them, and get them into your heart, they have to be in your heart. They cannot just be a mental thing here. It will not work. Faith is of the heart. It's of the spirit of man. But it says, give attention to my words. Pay attention to this. Incline your ears to my sayings. That's what you're doing tonight. You're listening to me teach and share the word. You'll be listening to Pastor Allen later. Anytime you hear the word of God, you're inclining your ears. Make sure that other things are, you know, put to the side, because this is life. This is life to us. And it's not, if you're dealing with something now and we're believing God that you're coming through it, there'll be something else down the road. I know that's a fact. I've lived it. I know, because the devil is not going to quit. He's not going to give up, because he's an evil thing and he wants to take God's people down. But we get this word in us, and he's not going to win. 21, verse 21, do not let them depart from your eyes. Just, it's such wisdom in these words. Keep them in the midst of your heart. You get these in the midst of your heart by meditating on them, by speaking them, just muttering them, saying them over and over. And it's, you know, there's quite a few on that page. Take two or three at a time and really get those in your heart. Really get those as a part of your life. And they're going to make a difference. They are going to make a difference in, you know, just a few of them. But if you study all of them and believe all of them, they're going to do a work in you that you're going to be able to really notice a change in your life. And that's our desire. That's why we do what we do. We love y'all. We know God loves you, and he's made a way for you to be free. 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Sight, it means the visible appearance of things. We don't walk by what we see. We have to walk by what the word says. If the word says, you know, you're okay, let's take believing you receive a healing, because that's what Mark 11:24 talks about. You believe, you receive. You have a desire for healing, you believe, you receive. And that's how I started my walk of receiving healing, with that scripture right there. I would have something come against my body, and I would just say, okay, you know, I know what the word says. The word says, I believe that I receive healing for whatever. And so I thought, okay, I've got it. Did things change out here? No. No, not overnight. It took, you know, especially when I started on this, it would take some time, but my faith was getting stronger. My faith was being built, and it was increasing and growing in me. But faith does not look at the natural. It does not go by the senses, what you see and what you hear or what you feel. And I know feelings are real. What you see is real. I mean, it's God does not say that that doesn't exist. It does. It's real. He knows that. But if you keep focusing on what God's word says, that will become more real than these things you're dealing with in your body. I know it's a fact. It's the truth. Well, not a fact. It's the truth. It's just the word of God will become more real to you than what you're seeing, what you're feeling. All right, faith is not sight. Faith is of the heart. The heart is the inner man, the center of our lives, what's on the inside. It's like the tree, the heart of a tree is the center of the tree. Our heart is what's on the inside of us. And that's why you have to put that word. As you meditate on it, it's going to drop in there. It's going to go in there. You don't have to try to make that happen. If you do what you need to do, it will happen. Faith will enter your heart. It will just rest in there, and you will have that faith to be able to receive what you need from God. Romans 10:10. Let's just start. I'm going to flip this a little bit. Let's go to verse 8. It was the previous verses we're talking about. We have to get up to heaven to bring Christ down, or go into the abyss to bring him up for the dead. But no, he's been raised from the dead. He's alive. It says, what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So here we have it. It's in the heart and in the mouth. We have to have it in the heart and in the mouth. And sometimes you can start speaking it with your mouth before it gets in your heart. But it will drop in your heart. So it has to be in the heart. And when it's in the heart, then you can speak it out as well, and you should. But speaking it, and I think of an example of this is like when Derek was talking about his uncle when he taught last week about, the doctors were saying, he had a broken neck, and it was true, he had a broken neck. That was a fact, that he had a broken neck. But he refused to accept that as the final word. He started saying, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. That was coming out of his mouth. Well, I know he had to have that word in him, because that was a huge thing he had to believe God for. It wasn't a cold, or it wasn't something that's just uncomfortable. This was a major deal. So his uncle had to have that word in his heart, because it came out with authority. It came out with faith. And he saw it change. He saw it change. I don't know how long it took, but just not too long a time. He took that halo off of his head that was keeping his neck from bending, and it was healed. But he was speaking it. He was saying, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. So he was confessing that, and it was something that his heart was, had been in his heart, that he knew that God was the healer by the stripes of Jesus. 1 Peter 2:24, he healed us. He's already done it. The stripes placed upon him at the cross. He had borne that tragedy that happened to his neck. And it worked. So since it worked, he had to have faith. It would not have worked if it wasn't faith. Faith has to be a part of our healing. It has to be a part of our confession. And if a person is not familiar with this, if you read a scripture, you can confess that scripture, even though it may not be real to you at the moment. But it can be in your mouth and in your heart. And when it's in your mouth, it's better come out of your... I mean, when it's in your heart, it better come out of your mouth, because you need to agree with what God's Word says. So it's just a powerful thing that God has put in His Word for us, that in the heart, when man believes in the heart, confesses with the mouth, you'll have salvation. Now, if you did that when you were born again, yes. We confess that Jesus was our Lord. We believed into salvation. We believed in our heart. We confessed it with our mouth. Jesus is my Lord. But the word salvation here is amazing. Let me see. I've got the definition written down. It's the Greek word soteria, and it means deliverance, soundness, rescue. It's basically all the blessings of God bestowed on us through Jesus. So that includes healing. Hallelujah. Deliverance. From whatever you're going through, you can confess with your mouth and believe it. And that confession of faith will bring you to that place of deliverance. Start somewhere. You know, it may seem kind of like, ooh, this is kind of feels funny, coming out of my mouth. But keep saying it. It's the word. It's power. And it can drop in your heart. And I've heard Joyce say this, like a coin in a gumball machine. It just drops there. And you know it. It's spiritual. It is wonderful. And it's so exciting to have these things happen in your life. And it's a connection with you and God. He's working. He's doing things. You're doing things. And it's miraculous. The things that God can do when we just agree with His Word and do what His Word says. I mean, He will always come through with His part. And we will enjoy the fruit of it. We will enjoy the benefit of it. Oh, He's such a good God. He's so powerful. Oh, so wonderful. Oh, I'm excited. I want to get you excited. Okay, Romans, we've read that, I think. Let me see if I need to cover anything else in those verses. But the confession, Jairus and the woman did that. They both confessed what they believed, and it happened. It happened. Like I said, get some of these verses. Start with two or three and just get them in and get them in. And get them in. Meditate on them. Continue to feed on them. Because they, like I said, His words are spirit. They go to the spirit of man, the inner man. And they are life, full of power, full of power. To believe with the heart. Okay, listen, this is important. Because some people are getting really a little bit like, what does that mean, to believe with the heart? Well, listen to this. This will explain it all. Believing with the heart means to believe apart from what your physical body or physical senses may tell you. Believing what God's Word says, regardless of what you see, hear, or feel. What God's Word says. I love 1 Peter 2:24. By the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. We know that those stripes were placed upon Him as He went to the cross. And Peter, looking back, he was there. He saw it. And it was it's past tense. It was done. By the stripes of Jesus, it was done. We were healed. And... hello, we're awake. I think that was a rooster. But Peter looked back. He said, by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. And so you can confess that. That's what Derek's uncle did. He said, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. And it wasn't something that looked like that at the moment. But it happened because he believed it and he kept saying it. By the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. And praise God. God healed his neck, a broken neck. But the sickness is a fact. That broken neck was a fact. It was a fact. Doctors confirmed. They took x-rays. It was a fact. And it exists. And God's not telling us to deny those things. You don't deny, okay, I have this diagnosis, but I don't have it. Well, if it's a fact, it's there. What you need to do is believe the word of God, which is the truth. And reality, and I looked this up, and it's amazed me. It's a spiritual thing, but this truth supersedes the physical. This truth makes the fact void. Isn't that exciting? It makes it void. It makes it obsolete. That fact of sickness, as you get the truth on it, It's a spiritual thing that goes to that place where you have had that issue, you've had that sickness, you've had that disease. And as a fact, you've got it. You may have been diagnosed with, you know, whatever. That's a fact. You saw it. You know, the doctor said this is what you got. You don't walk away saying, oh, I don't have that. You know that it's there. What you have to do is get the truth over it. Get the truth to supersede it by saying, but this is what God's word says. God's word says that Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And Jesus doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus said he heals all my diseases. That's true today as it was when it was written in the Bible. Jesus said, the word says, by the stripes of Jesus I have been healed. That's truth that will supersede that fact, and it will make that fact void or obsolete. Isn't that exciting? I just think that you can't get any plainer than that. Okay, whatever, just think about what we're dealing with right now. If you get this word in you, you get this truth in you, and you confess it out of your mouth, okay, this is what the word says, and it's greater. It's the reality. It's real. Truth is real. A fact can be changed by the truth. And start speaking this word over your situation, over your life, and thanking the Lord. Have a lot of thanksgiving. The Bible says we're to abound in our faith with thanksgiving. Thank him and thank him and thank him that healing's working in you. I believe that I receive healing for whatever. And I thank you, Father God, no matter what has been diagnosed, no matter what I've been dealing with, this truth is greater. It supersedes. It causes that fact of the sickness just to be obliterated by his power, by that life in that word. And just thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Healing's working in me. Healing's working in me. The power of God is working in me to change the situation. And it may be something that changes really quickly. That would be wonderful. But if it doesn't, faith and patience is what inherits the promises. Be patient. Hold on. Hold on to what you believe in. And let that word work a work in you that will just be amazing. It will amaze people. It will amaze your doctors. They were amazed at that, what happened with his uncle. It was like, wow. And so many times, you know, there are things that they just cannot believe that happened, because it's just, in medical things, it just doesn't happen. But with God, all things are possible. Amen. There's nothing impossible with God. If you can believe, all things are possible with God, because his word is true. And it is so powerful. The Bible says we're to believe in the power of God. Believe it. Believe in the power. When you take this word in, there's power that you're taking in. There's life that you're taking in. And allow that life and that power to really make things change in your life. That's his part. Your part's believing. Your part's receiving. Your part is standing, holding on. James 2:26 says, faith, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Works are actions. Like I said, the words of your mouth are actions, but sometimes you need to do something else. I've had experiences in my walk with the Lord and healing that, you know, I would confess, I believe I receive my healing. I thank you, Lord. According to your word, I am healed. I make that faith confession and that stand. And had to do some other things, too. I know one time I lost feelings in my arms and my legs, and I would just have to try to function, you know, with the best I could. And I'd pick up a pot to put it on the stove and thank the Lord. I couldn't feel it. And I had to, you know, it's like, okay, Lord, your word says I'm healed, so I'm healed. And thank the Lord every time. Things were not changing right away, but I kept thanking the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I believe I received my healing. And it wasn't too long, and all those symptoms left. But I had to do other things, too. I couldn't. I had to function. I had to do what I could. If I were in a hospital bed, there were some things I wouldn't be able to do. But I was in the home, and I had duties to take care of around the house, so I made myself do some of the harder things. It wasn't fun, it wasn't easy, but we can do it. And you have that scripture, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He'll work with you. The Lord is our helper. I want to share. I have some more things that I didn't include them on your notes, but I want to start talking about Abraham's faith, and I don't know that I'll get to it tonight because I think it's really pretty. It's a little bit lengthier than we have time for, but we'll go to Romans 4 in a minute. I think we have time for that. But Romans 4 talks about Abraham's faith. It's just an abbreviated account. But if you want to learn about Abraham's faith, our faith is patterned after, what he did was demonstrate what faith looked like, how faith behaved, how it acted, how it could get results. And that's in Genesis chapters 12 and 23-22. It's not a verse. It's chapters, 10 chapters. It's worth, if you haven't read the story of Abraham in Genesis, it's wonderful. I love to see how his faith functioned and what he did. He saw marvelous things. And God chose him to be the family that would bring in our Savior, because his great-grandson, Judah, Jesus was from the tribe of Judah. So it went back to Abraham. But Abraham demonstrated faith, and we need to learn more about what he did. I love if you know anything about him, he was quick to obey. God would show him something to do, tell him something to do, and here he went. He just went. He just did it. And we need to learn that in our own lives. Let's not kind of question things. Well, I don't know. Let me think about that. No. If the Bible says it, be quick to do. Okay, this is what the Bible says to do. So I'm going to do it. But he was quick to obey. He was very respectful to the Lord. But God changed his name from Abram to Abraham. Abram was exalted father. Abraham meant father of a multitude. And he started speaking. He started confessing that he was the father of a multitude by saying his name. He didn't have a child. He had no child for many years. I think 25 years before he had a child, before he had Isaac. But he kept calling himself Abraham. And the Lord kept would remind him, you're going to have descendants as many as the sand of the sea. And he kept believing, and he kept walking with the Lord, and he kept obeying. And we know what happened. He did have Isaac eventually, and then from Isaac, like I said, Jesus came through that bloodline eventually. But it's an amazing story of faith, and he is called the father of faith. So we are to learn from his faith and how he behaved, and we can do the same thing. It's for us as well. But just to share a little bit of a story, or not a story, but an account of a healing that I had to stand for. And it was actually October of last year. I woke up one morning and I had extreme pain in my right arm, just the lower part of the arm. It was so painful. It was almost like take your breath away. And it went on down into my fingers, into my hand. And so I thought, okay, here we go. Thank you, Lord. I know healing, so I'm going to receive my healing, and I did, and I told the devil to get his hands off me. That didn't belong to me, but the pain in my arm went away pretty quick, but the pain in my hands, I'm right-handed, my hand and my fingers lingered, and it was very hard to function because, you know, you're right, you do things, and every time I would touch my fingers, pain would just shoot through my fingers, but you know, my husband didn't really even know what was going on. I just believed God and just thought, okay, Lord, we're going to walk this out. And I continued to thank the Lord and to stand. And this is to give God the glory, just to give you a little picture of patience and faith and patience. Sometimes it doesn't happen overnight. But you don't let go. You don't quit. And so I just kept thanking the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I've received my healing. Thank you, Father, that I'm free from whatever. I feel like it was an attack of some kind of arthritis stuff. But anyway, just kept standing and believing God. He's so good. But anyway, 6 months later, I just kept thanking the Lord. I'm healed. Thank you, Lord, I'm healed. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. You bore that for me. And I just remember one night I went to bed. Six months later, I went to bed. And I just remember rolling over I had to kind of make sure that I didn't hit my hand real, real hard on anything. So I laid my hand over the pillow beside me, and I just said, I just don't care what it looks like. I just know that I'm healed because your word says so. I've received my healing. And just laid my hand over on my pillow. And next morning, it was gone. And it's been gone ever since. But it took 6 months. But God gets praise for his just staying in there with you. And you stay in there with him. And you don't quit. You just keep believing and you keep confessing that by the stripes of Jesus, I have been healed. Get this word in you. These scriptures, are just get them in you. Start getting them in you really, really strong. And if something hits you like that, that it doesn't leave with a week or two or three or 2 months or 4 months, 6 months. That's the longest I've ever had to stand for something. But he's faithful. He's faithful. It lifted and it's been gone ever since, and I'm free. No pain. But that's not to pat myself on the back. That's to give you an example of don't quit. God will always come through for you. And it may not be overnight. And overnight things are fun. They really are. I was really glad that pain in my arm lifted pretty quick. But wow, did I have a battle with this other one. But he never left me, and he never will leave you. His word will always be working, whether you see it or not. But that's what faith is called. You believe, no matter what. Just let me read this little portion out of Romans 4. I really love Romans 4. It's a little abbreviated story of Abraham's faith. Verse 19 says, being not weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead since he was about 100 years old and the deadness of Sarah's womb, who she was 90 and she hadn't been able to have children. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, knowing that being fully persuaded or fully convinced that what he had promised, he was able also to perform it. Amen. He is able to perform anything. And but they just continued. Abraham didn't consider that he couldn't have children. He couldn't consider that Sarah couldn't have children. I mean, they were he's 100 and she's 90. Oh wow. Just that alone is like, whew, talk about some faith. But they had their Isaac. The Lord was faithful. But that's what we need to do. Keep giving glory to God. No matter what I feel like, no matter what it looks like, your word says this. This is reality. This is truth. No matter what I'm feeling, no matter what it looks like, the truth is real. The things that I'm going through, they will pass away because I believe God. Father, we thank you so much for your word tonight, and we just praise you, Father, for, oh, faith, precious faith. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did for us, that we might have faith, that we might be able to receive from Father, that he is there to give generously to each of our lives, overwhelmingly, abundantly, Father. That's the kind of Father you are. You have healed every one of these already by the stripes of Jesus. And I believe, Lord, that they are being stirred to grab a hold and to believe you and to trust you and to come through with their victory as well. And thank you, Father. We will be careful to always give you the glory and give you the praise for your great love to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us. We hope this message has blessed you. Don't forget to check us out on all the social platforms. We're uploading encouraging content on a regular basis. For more information, go to thearcchurch.com. Have a great week.